Okay, so the question was asked, how could the men of the Great Assembly make so many institutions like Muktzeh? Aren't they going too far? Isn't that the mistake of Adam with Eve? So that's a good question, which deserves an answer on a few levels. The first level is to understand what was the mistake of Adam and Eve, and then to understand by what capacity the men of the Great Assembly did what they did. So, as far as the mistake of Adam and Eve, so the Avost Rabbi Nosson asks that, because here you have the men of the Great Assembly telling me, Asu Siag La Torah. They themselves say, do protections for the Torah. So, the Medrash is right away bothered, and Avost Rabbi Nosson, with your question. So, where did Adam go wrong? So, one understanding is that it says like this, Lo ratza Adam arishon lomar lechava kederech she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm reading from Avost Rabbi Nosson, the first chapter, the fifth Braisa. Adam did not want to repeat verbatim the way God said it. Elakach amar la. This is what he said. Va'asasyag lidvarav yoter mima she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He added something, but he added it in the name of God. He didn't say this is what God said, and I'm adding something. He said it in the name of God. He said, He said in the name of God, from that tree that's in the garden, don't eat, don't touch, because you're going to die. So he said it in the name of God. He had a good intent. He wanted to ensure that he and Eve wouldn't even touch the tree. So then you had the wicked serpent there at the time. He thought to himself, he said, I can't get Adam to sin, I'll get Eve to sin. He went and sat next to her, started schmoozing with her. He says, if you're telling me God, then he heard her say, God said not to even touch it. So he said, look at me, I'm going to touch it, nothing's going to happen to me, you can also touch it. So the Medrash says, he went over there, started shaking the tree, the fruits came flying down, he touched the tree with his hands, with his feet, and when Eve saw that, so the Medrash says, you know, it's similar to a man that married a Gioret. So she doesn't know what Judaism is all about. He tells her, listen here, honey, you don't eat bread without washing your hands, or you're going to drop dead. You don't take vows in God's name without that are improper, or you're going to drop dead. And don't you commit adultery, or you're going to drop dead. So along comes a merchant, and he sees a beautiful young wife. So he tries to seduce her. She says, no, I'm going to drop dead. He says, what do you think is going to happen? She says, just like if you eat without washing your hands, just like if you take vows, if you do this, you're going to drop dead. He says, watch, I'll show you none of that's true. He goes and takes a piece of bread and eats it without washing his hands. He goes and takes a vow, and he doesn't drop dead. He says, you see? And then she goes off with him. Her husband comes home and then says, what's going on here? She says, well, you said, I saw none of everything else you said is true. I didn't think that was true either. So the Medrash says, that's what happened with Adam and Eve. Adam said there, if you touch it, you're going to drop dead. And then so the snake showed her, you see, you can touch it, nothing happened. So then she went ahead and ate it. So the difference, the mistake that Adam made was that he did not discern between what Hashem said and what he was adding. And that you see clearly in the pasuk. He said, Amar Elokim. He said, God said, don't touch it or eat from it. So that's point number one. Now, where did the sages have the right to make all these things from? All these protections, all these, what we might call additions. So firstly, we have a series online, which you actually partook of, the Be'er HaGula, the Maharal's work over there, where the Maharal goes into why it's not in transgression of Baal Tosif. That's a long answer. But in short, the Torah says, Ushmartem et Mishmarti. You have a responsibility to watch my Torah. We have a tradition that pasuk means, watch the Torah, in that you make laws that will help you ensure you don't transgress the Torah. And those are the gedarim and the siyagim that Chazal instituted. They said, don't carry around a pen, you'll come to write on Shabbos. But that only gave them license to do things that were to protect from transgressing. But they're not allowed to do a second layer. Now I want to make sure you don't carry your pen on Shabbos, so I'll tell you, you have to lock up all your pens in a drawer every Shabbos. That's taking a next step that's biblically prohibited. And that's why the Gemara always analyzes, is it a gzera or a gzera ligzera? Because two steps, that says the Meiri, is an Isur D'oraisa. That's when they're overstepping their bounds.
What if a person has a
Just one second.